Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to start off with some boogie-woogie. We'll have everybody doing something. We're going to do some dishes, toe the line, and have a segment about nobody. One of the performers at last month's West Coast Ragtime Festival was Carl Sonny Leyland. If you're not familiar with the name, Sonny is one of the leading exponents of that musical genre known as boogie-woogie, and we were first introduced to him at this year's Durango Ragtime and Early Music Festival back in March. He also plays blues, jazz, and ragtime, and hosts a radio program called Rhythm Retrospective, Friday nights at 7:30 Pacific on Central Coast Public Radio Station, KCBX-FM. As you're listening to the original broadcast of this show, we're actually on our way to the Old Town Music Hall in El Segundo to hear Sonny perform a solo concert, which I'm sure will be a wonderful time. You can find out more about Sonny and his music at his website, carlsonnyleyland.com. Carl with a C, Sonny with an O, and Leyland, L-E-Y-L-A-N-D. carlsonnyleyland.com. So for this segment of the show, we're going to hear some rapidly rotating records featuring Boogie Woogie, beginning with Pine Top Smith.
Boogie woogie. I want everybody to dance them just like I tell you. And when I say hold yourself, I want all of you to get ready to stop. And when I say stop, don't move. And when I say get it, I want all of y'all to do a boogie woogie. Hold it now. Stop. Boogie woogie. That's what I'm talking about. This time, I want all of you to get ready to stop. When I say stop, don't move a peg. When I say get it, everybody mess around. Hold yourself now. Stop. Mess around. That's what I'm talking about. Girl, you standing there with the red dress on. Back right up here at this piano where Mr. Pine Top is. That's right, face the audience. Now when I tell you to hold yourself, you get ready to stop. You hear? And when I say stop, don't you move a peg. And when I say get it, I want you to shake that thing. Hold yourself now. Stop. Shake that thing. That's what I'm talking about. Now I'm gonna pick this piano.
Thank you.
It's a little past our 1920s and 30s focus, but that was James P. Johnson, the King of Stride Piano, on July 12, 1942, with a piano solo of his composition, Boogie Woogie Stride. Before that, it was Albert Ammons and his Rhythm Kings with Boogie Woogie Stomp, from February 13, 1936. An important figure in the development and popularization of Boogie Woogie, Albert Ammons was born in Chicago on September 23, 1907, and was performing publicly with Meade Lux Lewis while both were teenagers. He formed his Rhythm Kings sextet in 1934, and Boogie Woogie Stomp is a version of Pine Top's Boogie Woogie, which started the show. Pine Top's Boogie Woogie was recorded on December 29, 1928, and was the first recording to be labeled as Boogie Woogie. Clarence Pinetop Smith was born in Troy, Alabama, on January 11, 1904, and at one point, Smith, his wife, and two children, Albert Ammons and Meade Lux Lewis, all shared a house on South Parkway in Chicago. Smith's nickname of Pinetop has to do with the vats atop the stills used to make illicit alcohol, corn liquor, and white lightning, which were made from pine boards or pine-faced sheets of plywood. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, I played Everybody Shout by Henry Allen and his New York Orchestra. Well, this week, we're going to ask everybody to do some other things, like tap.
Yes, one more. That's Everybody dance, why don't you try to foxtrot your troubles away? Everybody dance, stop finding fault, just waltz when the skies are so gray. And while you're dancing, whisper, I adore you. But if you're bashful, let the music say it for you. Dance and simply say, okay, any way the wind blows. Off on your toes, turn a rainbow into dancing shoes. On with the music, off with the blues, and dance. Everybody dance and dance and dance.
I hope everybody was dancing, shuffling, stomping, and tapping. We just heard American-born bandleader Jack Harris, who was resident in the UK from 1927 to 1940, and his orchestra with Everybody Dance, written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel. The vocalist on that August 18, 1936 recording was Sam Costa. Before that, it was Benny Carter's composition Everybody Shuffle. That was Joe Venuti and his orchestra on October 13, 1933. Everybody Shuffle was preceded by Abe Lyman's California Orchestra and Everybody Stomp from October 14, 1925. Everybody Stomp was written by Billy Myers and Elmer Schobel. And we began that set with Bernie Cummins and his orchestra and Everybody Tap. That was recorded by Victor on February 7, 1930.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last segment was about everybody, and this one's about nobody. Here's Ted Wallace and his orchestra.
Thank you. sit alone and twiddle my thumbs. But still I keep right on hoping, keep the door open, but nobody comes.
Nobody comes.
Ain't it a crime? Kisses of mine are all wasted. Since I'm a top, I'm singing, what'll I do, what'll I do? Like a plaything on a shelf. Yes, I'll have to fly by myself, 'cause nobody knows, nobody cares if I'm blue.
Thank you. got loads of love that could be told, but nobody's using it now. I've a world of time, that's all my own. They say that you grow silly if you spend it alone. I'm telling the truth, I'm just wasting my youth, 'cause nobody's using it. No, 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 nobody's using it now.
Thank you.
What a fun record, specifically chosen for listeners Jim and Bob. That was the Pickens Sisters with Ben Selvin and his orchestra, and Nobody Loves No Baby Like My Baby Loves Me. That Columbia recording is from July 14, 1931, but the band also recorded it a week earlier for issue on Columbia's budget labels, with Dick Robertson credited as Jerry Fenwick providing the vocal. Nobody Loves No Baby was written by Walter Donaldson, and it was also recorded by Maurice Chevalier. Before that, it was DeBroy Summers' band with the vocal by Tom Barrett and Nobody's Using It Now from March 11, 1930. That was composed by Victor Schertzinger with the lyrics by Clifford Gray and is from the 1929 Paramount picture The Love Parade, starring Maurice Chevalier, who sings it in the movie. Before Nobody's Using It Now, it was the Harry Yerkes group, the Happy Six, with Nobody Lied When They Said I Cried Over You, recorded by Columbia on June 7, 1922. Nobody Lied was composed by Edwin J. Weber, and there are lyrics which were written by Carol Norman and Hyatt Berry. Carol, K-A-R-Y-L, Norman, also wrote Beside a Babbling Brook, the song, not the location, and I'm Through Shedding Tears Over You. He made at least four solo vocal recordings with piano accompaniment, one of which was Nobody Lied, and the others were Weep No More My Mammy, Hello Prosperity, and Indiana. His real name was George Peduzzi, and he sang baritone, but as a female impersonator in vaudeville, nightclubs, and Broadway, he also sang in the soprano range. He billed himself as the Creole fashion plate for his elaborate gowns, made primarily by his mother with whom he traveled. We begin that Nobody set with Ted Wallace and his orchestra and Nobody Cares If I'm Blue, written by Harry Axt and Grant Clark. Elmer Feldkamp was in charge of the vocals on that April 22, 1930 recording on the Odeon label. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. Last week I came across an article titled 10 Phrases You Never Knew Came From Sailing. It included phrases from the days of tall ships, which are still frequently heard today, such as a clean bill of health, pipe down, by and large, and toe the line. That's toe, T-O-E, not T-O-W. Toe the line means to obey the rules or conform to a standard. It's an old naval expression that refers to ship's crew who, when called together, had to form a line with their toes all touching a given seam or line of the deck planking. Well, for this segment of the show, we're going to toe the line, which is also heard as toe the mark or toe the plank, by playing some rapidly rotating records about toes, beginning with the Black Diamond Serenaders. Thank you.
You're the cameo of loveliness. Oh, what eyes you have, oh, what lips you have, oh, what lovely features. Talk about adorable creatures. You have so many thrillables that I'm all out of syllables. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're marvelous, glorious. You are simply divine. Top to tip, you're tip-top, but to top it all, you're mine.
Top of the crop, you want to know the way the wind blows. Then my boy. on tiptoe, tiptoe, tiptoe through the tulips. Stay with me.
The Rollickers Quartet with Fred Rich and his orchestra and Al Dubin and Joe Burke's Tiptoe Through the Tulips. That Columbia 78 was made July 26, 1929. Before that, it was the vocal group The Swing Tets, a quintet consisting of sisters Frances, Jewel, and Dorothy McCarthy, Ben Late, and Eugene Prentice, with Jack Hilton and his orchestra and On Your Toes from January 10, 1937. On Your Toes was written by Rodgers and Hart and is from the musical of the same name, which was staged in the U.S. in 1936, Britain in 1937, and adapted into a film in 1939. On Your Toes was preceded by Richard Hember and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra with From the Top of Your Head to the Tip of Your Toes, written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel. That's from the Paramount picture Two for Tonight. That Victor recording with Stuart Allen singing the vocal refrain was recorded August 19, 1935. And we began that pedal phalanges set with the Black Diamond Serenaders with Toe to Toe. The Black Diamond Serenaders is possibly a pseudonym used by the original Indiana Five for the group's June 8, 1926 session for Path A and issued on the Actuel label. They didn't record the three titles from that session for any other label.
Our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Mm-hmm.
Last week on the CBS program Sunday Morning, host Charles Osgood made a comment about cleaning up after Thanksgiving while showing a graphic of a sink full of dishes. And as they faded out to go to commercial, the music in the background was from this record.
I get so excited, I can hardly think. I get a mouthful of soap suds, but they taste good to me. As long as my sweetie's by my side, doing the dishes with me. Now there's no moonlight or a June night, but I'm telling you, I get loving near the oven when there's dishes to do. We do things that we hadn't oughta. We hold hands underneath the water, washing dishes with my sweetie at the kitchen sink. I'm never blue. I'm not fretting. I get petting when there's dishes to do. Knives and forks and spoons never hinder. Pots and pans go out of the window. Washing dishes with my sweetie at the kitchen sink.
Ted Weems and his orchestra with Parker Gibbs providing the vocal on Washing Dishes with My Sweetie from April 3rd, 1930. Washing Dishes with My Sweetie was written by Dave Ringel, Tom Neely, and Peter Dixon. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.